Then Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was many furlongs distant from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately he spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Have no fear." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Take heart, it is I, have no fear. These words are spoken by our Lord Jesus to his friends when they're in the midst of a very great storm, tossed about by the waves and the wind is against them. The situation is very grim for them and fearful. But it's in the midst of this terrifying situation that Jesus commands his apostles, "Have no fear, do not be afraid, it is I." In the Bible, God gives the command, "Do not be afraid," many, many times. It's something that we have to listen to. St. John Paul the Great, who was the Pope from 1978 to 2005, throughout the 27 years of his pontificate, said this phrase probably thousands of times, "Do not be afraid." When he was first elected Pope at his first Mass, he came out into St. Peter's Square and he told the whole world, "Do not be afraid, open your hearts to Christ." And he said these words at a time in the world when it seemed that everything in the world was coming undone, that the world was on the verge of the worst war we could ever face, and that there was great danger for all of humanity. He said, "Do not be afraid." Some years later, he wrote a really awesome book called Crossing the Threshold of Hope. It's a really good book, and I suggest you read it if you can. It was a set of questions that a reporter had prepared for the Holy Father, and it was the first time that a pope ever sat down to answer these questions. And it came out to be a book called Crossing the Threshold of Hope. And the reporter asked St. John Paul the Great what was the meaning behind his frequent exhortations to the world, "Do not be afraid." And the Holy Father said, "Why should we have no fear? Because man has been redeemed by God." He went on to say, "The power of Christ's cross and resurrection is greater than any evil which man could or should fear." He said this exhortation so many times to people all over the earth. "Have no fear. Open your hearts to Christ." And John Paul II was an authority on this command. See, he understood the power of evil. From his childhood onward, he faced man's inhumanity, man. He saw how evil the human heart can become when it allows itself to be dominated by the evil spirit. When he was a child, he experienced sufferings of many different kinds. One kind was his mom died when he was a little boy. And then the terrible Nazis invaded his country and killed many of his friends and brought tremendous pain to his nation. And then soon after that, his father died and the communists also invaded. And they did the same thing. They killed many people and brought tremendous pain to the nation. And John Paul II sort of lived his formative years in a situation of great darkness, of pain and violence, of weakness and malice. And he emerged as a witness to hope. He emerged from all of that as someone who was an apostle of Jesus Christ. And so when he called to the world, "Do not be afraid," his words were words we could trust and listen to. Now, in the world today of 2014, there is no shortage of evil. All we have to do is put on the news. Now, evil really does not have its own power. Evil is like darkness. If you put all the lights out and put some shades on the windows and block out any source of light, the room becomes dark. But once you put the light on, the darkness is scattered. Light is stronger than darkness. Evil is like that. Evil is a lack of goodness. But sometimes we can begin to feel that evil is stronger than goodness. You can put the news on and see all these terrible wars and all of these terrorisms and unjust violence and all the killing of innocent children and the unborn and all kinds of corruptions and drug abuse and all these problems in the world can make us begin to feel, wow, evil seems to be stronger than goodness, darkness stronger than light. And even in our own individual lives, we can face all kinds of trouble, things that burden us every single day, things that are the result of people's weakness or the result of their malice. They're like the storms in our life. We can feel sometimes in our lives that we're being tossed about on the waves with no point of light anywhere. The exhortation, have no fear, is not a call for us to have a bravery based on our own strength, because sometimes we don't feel strong enough. In the gospel, we learn that our courage comes from not ourselves, but from our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our strength. In the midst of the storm, the apostles are called to keep up their devotion to Jesus. Have no fear, it is I. So they have to recognize that Jesus Christ is, that he is Lord, that he is with them. And that is their strength. After his resurrection, Jesus will tell his friends again and again, do not be afraid. And down through the ages, this command has to resound in the hearts of believers, because the apostles themselves will face many hardships and persecutions, threats, lies, rejection, and even martyrdom. And even today, Catholics face this bitter persecution. We can think of the terrible evil visited upon Catholics now in Iraq by the radical Muslims. It's absolutely terrible. We will face great trials because of our faith in Christ, but our Master, who is the conqueror of evil, says, have no fear. Now, we want to obey this command of Jesus, but in order to do it, we must love the Lord Jesus and be devoted to him. Going to Mass, going to confession regularly, praying the Rosary, Eucharistic Adoration, reading the Gospel, these are the ways by which we keep up our devotion to the Lord Jesus. And when we keep up our devotion to Jesus, then we rise above our fear. When the storms of life come our way, our priority is not only to defeat the storm, but above all, our priority is to follow Jesus. You know, St. Peter, when he's focused on Christ, he doesn't care about the storm. He's following Christ. When he focuses on the storm, he falls and he sinks. In our own lives, if we keep the faith and pray every day and live in a state of grace by the truth of Jesus, then the story of our lives is the great adventure of following the Son of God. But if we lose our faith, we stop going to Mass and stop praying and lose our hope in God, then the storms become the story of our lives. And that leaves us defeated always. And we carry that defeat with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's no good. But focusing on Christ, the story of our life is victory in Christ. Now, we know that evil is something that, though it is present, is something that we must not fear, because Jesus, our King, is the conqueror of evil, and he loves us. But there's another thing that we must not fear, and this is not always evident to people. We must not be afraid to do the will of God. We must not be afraid of obeying the commandments and the moral teachings of the Catholic Church. People can actually fear doing the will of the Lord. First example of this was Adam and Eve. You remember the story in the Garden of Eden. God creates Adam and Eve. He's the source of their life and their happiness. He gives them freedom, and he gives them a law. He says, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree in this garden. And if you do that, you will die. And they were happy with that until the evil spirit attacks them. The devil, who is real and active, tells Adam and Eve, they will not die. you will not die if you reject God's will. Some of the ancient scholars of the Bible thousands of years ago said that when the devil said to Adam and Eve, you will not die, he was actually making a veiled and hidden threat that they perceived. And the threat was this: you will die if you keep God's will, and I, the evil spirit, will be the one to destroy you. And that Adam and Eve gave in to this fear. They were bullied or terrorized into disobeying the will of the Lord. This can happen to us because the evil spirit is active now. We can become afraid to accept the commandments, to know them, to live by them. We can become afraid to obey the teachings of the Catholic Church, afraid of saying yes to the Lord. Here, we must once again listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Have no fear, it is I. This means that when we say yes to the commandments and yes to the teachings of the Church, Christ comes to dwell us, and his grace and his truth make us new and bring joy to our hearts. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is Lord and all-powerful, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the conqueror of all evil, and he loves you so much. His love is stronger than any evil. It really is. And stronger than any storm. His love is our greatest treasure. May we trust in him, accept his teachings, and let him guide us throughout our lives. God bless you.